South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Surrender's the big key.
Yeah, it is, because when there's a lot of emotional involvement, many times there is not that surrender. There's a desire.
People go forward in an emotional moment, but is there really a transfer of power?
Exactly. And that's exactly...
Have you abdicated the throne as the king of your life?
Yeah, and that's what happened to me on that day. I made an exchange. Yeah. God literally came into union with me. And we began a relationship. And that is the Christian life. It's
best thing that ever happened to
it's
me.
It's incredible.
I can cry just for you right now if I get myself over to emotions, because I feel sorry for people who haven't had this happen yet. But once you do, you rejoice when somebody goes from darkness into the light.
You're out of slavery. But we still sin. Of course.
I'm a highly imperfect individual.
Well, listen, here, this is, in as Paul says, you know, he was the chief of sinners. Right?
Yeah.
So the difference
Paul
is...
Paul killed Christians, by the way, and he got knocked off his horse by a blinding light, and the light was Jesus, and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And Paul gets born again and becomes the greatest apostle ever.
We're always wanting to measure ourselves by whether we're sinning or we're not sinning.
Yeah.
The difference is now.
Yeah.
Prior to Christ, I was a slave to sin. Yeah. I wanted to do it.
He's the great emancipator.
And then there came a point where I didn't want to do it, but I couldn't stop. And fill in the blank. It doesn't matter what it is. And it could even change as time goes on.
Yeah.
From one thing to another. But the
darkness rears its head in many faces.
I was enslaved. I could not be free. I could not get free. I could change some habits. As human beings, we can be super disciplined. So I could quit smoking. I could quit drinking. I could do a lot of the superficial things.
Yeah.
But inwardly, I could not bring myself peace. Mm. I could not bring myself joy. I could not make myself be fulfilled. Those were things that I could. No matter what I did, I was a slave to not having those things. So I want to be real careful here, because again, Christianity is not behavior modification. Right now, as a believer,
behavior modification, yeah, right.
As a believer, I have a tendency as a human being to rely on the way that I always was able to get my needs met.
Yeah.
And that is a very humanistic, selfish manner. And it doesn't involve God, it involves the enemy of my soul and the way that we would work together. Now that I've become born again, and I have a union with God, I have the capability to participate with God in me, Christ in me, that union. That's an incredible, and here's where it gets even better, is whenever I'm faced with a situation and I'm like, I see God in this.
Mm.
I see what I don't want to do it. So now where do I go? Do I condemn myself? I'm just a sinner. No, I'm a saint, right? I'm a Christ one. I'm in union with God. So where I go with that is, okay, God, why do I not want to participate with you? And this is where I allow the intimacy of God. And this is where I think so much of our religious community is missing.
Mm.
Is the intimacy with God, where we allow Him to come into those places where we
put
don't
light
want
in
to
the
change.
Dark corner.
Yes, and we all have them. We all have these things in our life that we don't want to change.
Well, and also, people go, "I'm not blind. I'm not blind." You know.
Yeah.
Denial.
But where is fulfillment in Christianity? It's in the intimacy with God. That's why we're born again, is to have an intimate walk with God.
I've been thinking that lately, that the reason that all this happens and he waits for a surrender, whether people are delivered miraculously from alcoholism or whatever it might be their sin, is that now we can have relationship. As long as you understand that I'm God, you're not.
Yes. Yeah. And people, you know, when you start having this conversation, I've heard so many, even friends of mine will say, even like men's groups and different places that I'll come and that I'll socialize and that I'll speak at, So you're saying that we have a license to do whatever we want.
Mm.
I'm like, well, yeah, however, when you have an intimate relationship with God, you don't want to do whatever you want.
Right.
You want him to be Lord.
It's his kindness that leads us to repentance.
100%.
What change did you notice immediately first? Like, I noticed 2 weeks in, I used to have a problem with swearing. And all of a sudden, I went, I'm not swearing anymore. Now, I went back to that years later, and now have had to work on it again to say, you know. But at least I was doing it by commission, not by omission.
Well, I honestly think, and I think that every follower of Jesus can have this experience with something, right? It's like we go back to some of the same things that we've done. So, like, why? I remember, again, this is my humanistic, self-righteous self.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, wow, I haven't said a cuss word for 7 years.
You said that?
Oh, out loud, yeah, and I didn't.
Wow.
But guess what?
Yeah.
I can stand there and drop words that are unspeakable to a neighbor because I'm so upset about something that happened within my community.
But the difference is now I'm going to say S-H-I-T. I think about saying it, and I would go, oh, no, I don't want to say that, you know? And so I was in control. Then now, but before I might say it and not know it, now that I have the Spirit of God in me, I go, I want to say it, I'm going to say it. So I deliberately know that I'm doing something wrong, but at least I know I'm doing something wrong when I use it.
Okay, so here's where, in my opinion, this is where Christianity, this is where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
At that point, what do we do? Because what I've discovered in the intimate walk that I'm developing, that's being developed with God, is I say, okay, God, why do I want to say that?
Yeah.
Why, if I know it's going to possibly make somebody struggle, if it's going to paint you in a bad light, whatever it is that we...
And let's say it's anger, and we know that anger is fear or hurt talking. Okay, so what am I fearful of?
Yes.
What am I angry about?
Yes.
And so
now we can allow God to shine a light on something that we didn't even know was a real problem. We see the outward appearance of the problem, but we don't really know what the root is. And this is what Jesus wants. This is what Christianity is all about, is bringing Christ into those places that we are incapable of changing ourselves.
Yeah.
Because again, there's tons of behavior that we can change on by ourselves.
Yeah.
My gosh, I have...
Behavior modification. By the intellect of man. But the Bible clearly says the mind of man is enmity with the Spirit of God.
That's right. It's against what God many times, because we, again, what we do is we determine what we can handle. That's humanism. I mean, and I'm sorry, but a lot of times this behavior modification, it's preached in the Western church. Here's the formula. You do A, B, C, D, and you'll have the outcome of F. That's a formula. That is not Christianity. That is not biblical Christianity. It's behavior modification, and everybody grows at a different level, by the way. And if you're following the formula and it's not working, then what? Because listen to what happens. You have a mass group of people that are following the formula, but you happen to be one of those individuals that the formula is not working. What? Just common sense, what are you going to do? I better hide this. Nobody better see what's happening here in my life.
Mm.
So are they going to confess their faults one to another? No. They're going to hide. They're going to cover it up. This is classic religion. And there are many, I believe that there are many people within our country, in the Western church in particular, because it's very different here than in a lot of places, because again, our needs for the most part are wants. It's religion. It's Christian religion. And I tell people all the time, I've got a ministry that's called Motorsports Ministries, where I do chapel services for the racing community now.
Cool.
Motorsportmen.com. It's a great ministry.
If you don't want to die out on the track today, you better get into the chapel.
Within the chapel service, because of the community that it is, it's not just one specific group. It's also not just North American. It's a worldwide community. Mm. People come from all over the world to race in this community. And I'm asked many times, what makes Christianity different than any other religion? And I say, well, first of all, true Christianity is not a religion.
Right.
True Christianity is not a religion, number one. There is something called Christian religion. It is very different than true Christianity. There is no other religion that makes the claim that Christ made and lives it out. There is no other risen Savior. There is no other God that is alive, and you can see that life being lived out in his followers. There's not one.
Mm.
Christianity, true Christianity, is not religion.
Yeah.
And so that it's a relationship with God. It's.
I remember even after I got born again, this girl broke my heart. And I went on from a physical pain in my chest. I go into a funeral, I feel his peace. I come back out, the pain starts in the chest. And I said, what is going on? Why will you not release me? I did not hear an audible voice, but an unction at that time that said, I had to deliver you from a spirit of religion. Oh. And then I was at the GMA Awards, and some gay guy comes up to the table to serve me coffee. And instead of judging him, I went, God saying, you're not to judge him. Just love people, and if you get a chance, tell them about Jesus. You're not. I didn't save you to become a judge.
Yeah. No. And that's exactly right. But at the same time, it's okay for us to speak truth in love.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay to say, hey, I want you to know, you know, Mr. Waiter, I want you to understand. I wouldn't be having this conversation if I didn't care about you.
Yeah. But tell him about Jesus, but don't judge what his lifestyle
just
is.
Just the love of God.
God, you clean the fish after you catch him.
Well, and more importantly, it's remembering that it's God that does the catching.
And the cult, and the sanctification, too.
Yeah, he's the one that reveals himself to people. Again, we're not God. We have no capability other than being willing to participate with him, because that's the only thing that's going to sway people is when they see God in action.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I will dwell.